Week has passed.
发生了很多事。
So many things have happened.
比如奥运会已经结束了。
And the Olympic has concluded.
那更重要的是。
But even more important.
离主再来，我们又近了一周了。
We are another week closer to the return of our Lord.
在我们生活里面有没有经历神的恩典呢？这一周。
In this past week, have we experienced of the grace of the Lord?
我们的生命是向前还是退后了呢？
Are our lives moving forward or backward?
是否我们向着神还是火热还是忠心呢？
Are we still zealous and faithful towards the Lord?
刚才弟兄带诗的时候已经讲到今天很多的挑战。
Our brother who led the songs already just said that today there are so many challenges.
那我个人在最近也经历比如工作上的一个因为我失误造成了很大的难处。
And even for me personally, that in my work, we have a lot of great difficulties.
而且呢，看到周围的弟兄姐妹们，或者健康上，或者在其他的事上，有很多难处。
And we also see brothers and sisters around us, whether in our illness or other circumstances, we have difficulties.
然后在教会里面，我们也面对很多挑战。
And even in the church, we also face many challenges.
这个时候，甚至我自己个人要为一个弟兄或者姐妹代祷的时候，我都不知道该怎么祷告。
And even for myself, when I want to pray for a brother or sister, I don't even know how to pray.
那这说出这个难处有多大。
So it speaks of how great this difficulty is.
所以在这样的情形下面那神给我的感觉就是说你要往里面去。
And so the sense that the Lord has given to me is that I need to go inward.
当我们看到这些个人家庭社会教会里面的这些难处的时候。
So when we see these personal and family, societal and church problems,
神让我看到都是外面的事。
The Lord showed me that all these things are outward things.
我们会被搅扰。
We can be disturbed.
但是我们如果试着去解决外面的事。
However, if you're only trying to solve the outward problem,
没有答案。
That's not the solution.
但是神已经给我们预备了里面有个力量的源泉。
The Lord has already prepared a source of strength from within us.
而且这个里面的生命才是属灵的实际。
And this inward life is the spiritual reality.
所以今天我跟弟兄姐妹们一起，我们来学习。
So today, together with brothers and sisters, we want to learn.
在播饼前，我还在准备这一篇信息。
And even before our table meeting, I was still preparing for this message.
因为我对神的话还是有不了解的地方。
Because I still have places that I do not understand in God's word.
所以今天早上我在一个教室里面还在试着查考。
So today, even in the classroom, I was still searching.
所以今天我们是一起来查考。
So today, let us search and look together.
因为靠里面活出来的这个生命是正常的基督徒生活。
Because according to this inward life that we have, that is a normal Christian life.
所以今天的题目呢，就是不再是我，乃是基督。
So the topic today is no longer I, but Christ.
这是讲到里面的人一个生命的内容。
This speaks of the content of the inward person we have.
好，让我们先有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, we thank you because your word is spirit and life.
所以我们现在求你打开你的话语。
So we pray that right now you would open up your words to us.
因为出于你的话语，没有一句不带着能力的。
Because in your word there is not one phrase that does not have power.
求你照着你的喜悦来更新我们的生命。
And according to your pleasure, may you establish our inward life.
主啊，来保守。你自己的仆人。
Do protect your own servants.
如果在话语里面有糟粕的，求你亲自除去。
If there is anything that is distracting in your word, please take it out.
如果有不足的，求你来补充。
If there's anything incomplete, will you please add in?
愿意不管是在现场的或者在网上的每一个听到你话语的弟兄姐妹，主要我们都在这里，带着一个渴慕的心愿来接受你的指教。
Lord, whether brothers and sisters are at home, online, or here in, present in this meeting, may we all bring our desire before you.
主啊，求你说话，你的仆人们静听。
Lord, do speak, your servants are hearing.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 今天这个题目其实在我们今天三月份的时候已经有一位弟兄分享过。
This topic actually in the month of March this year, our brother had already shared it.
这是出于一处的章节。
And this is according to a verse.
所以我们现在先来读今天的 第一处的章节。
So let's take a look at this very first verse.
加拉太书的二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
非常熟悉的一个章节。
A verse we're all familiar with.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，而且。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以在这里大家可以sorry.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
在这里面我们仔细看的话，不再是我，乃是基督。
And so if you look carefully here, it is no longer I, but it is Christ.
而且是在里面活着。
And he lives inside of me.
那虽然这么熟悉的章节，那我要问问大家。
And so since this is such a familiar verse, let me ask everyone.
保罗在写这句话的时候，前面的背景是什么？
When Paul wrote this word, what was the background of it?
他提到一件什么事情？
What was he talking about?
有多少弟兄姐妹知道？你稍微举一下手。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps you could raise your hand if you know.
感谢主，有的。
I think the Lord, there are some who know.
在准备之前，我不知道。
Before I prepared this verse, I didn't know.
我经常引用。
And so I'm going to take a look.
我经常引用。
I often use this verse.
但是这一次我仔细看了看。
But this time I took a look carefully.
在当时教会有一个极大的危机。
There was a great crisis in the church at that time.
那个时候信徒们，甚至那些大使徒们，他们都失败了。
This apostles, even the greater apostles at that time, they had all failed.
他们甚至退后妥协。
They even went, they backslid and even compromised.
甚至作假。
And were even false.
他们所行的与真理不合。
And what they did not abide by the truth.
所以这是何等大的一个挑战。
So this was a very great challenge.
所以保罗在那里就当面抵挡。
So Paul, at that time, he was face-to-face in opposition.
他宣告有一个生命的实际。
He proclaimed that there is a reality in life.
而且这个宣告是一个得胜的宣告。
And this proclamation is one of victory.
所以今天我们在面临许多挑战的时候。
So today, when we face many challenges,
这是一个征战。
This is also a battle.
那我们也要回到里面。
We need to go back within us.
这不是一个容易的事。
It's not an easy thing.
刚才弟兄也讲到。
Our brother had just mentioned.
可能在我们里面只是八个字而已。
Perhaps within us it's just eight words.
那所以呢，保罗在神面前为这件事有一个祷告。
But now Paul, before the Lord, he has this prayer.
那我们来读第二处的章节，在以弗所书的三章十四到二十节。
So now let's take a look at our second passage. It is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 20.
这里是同样的，保罗看到教会的以弗所的弟兄姐妹们因着那个保罗所蒙的这些苦难，心里面丧胆。
Now this Paul also towards the saints in Ephesus, because of the grace that he had, he did not want to be discouraged.
就是那些弟兄姐妹看到保罗被囚了，所以他们心里面就丧胆了。
Because the brothers and sisters saw that Paul had been taken captive as a prisoner, and so they were discouraged.
所以这个是保罗的祷告。
And so this was Paul's prayer.
第十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
所以我想，这也是我们今天应该有的祷告。
This ought to be our prayer today too.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
这个英文是对的，但是中文翻译有一些出入。
It is correct in the English translation, a little different in Chinese.
所以我再用这个原来的意思再来读一遍中文。
So we're going to read it in Chinese according to the original meaning.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
那这个心里也是这个里面的人的一部分。
And this heart is also a part of our inner man.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在你们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
保罗的祷告是一条生命的道路。
Paul's prayer here is a way of life.
我们可以用这个祷告为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We can use this prayer to pray for our brothers and sisters.
为教会祷告。
To pray for the church.
为我们自己祷告。
To pray for ourselves.
今天的得胜要我们里面的人刚强起来。
Today's overcoming or victory is so that our inner man may be strengthened.
因为神的能力显在这样的人身上。
Because God's power is displayed through such people.
而这个人刚强起来的内容就是不再是我，乃是基督。
And the content or the ability for this person to be strengthened is that it is no longer I but Christ.
所以今天我跟大家分享这个题目的时候神给我的是这样的一个时间安排。
And so, the way the Lord has given me to arrange today's time is like this.
就是这个里面的人他怎么征战呢？
How is it? How is the inner man supposed to warfare and be strengthened?
怎么样可以不再是我乃是基督呢？
So that it is no longer I but Christ.
那开始前面我们先来读一处的圣经。是详细的讲这个内容。
And so as we begin, we're going to read a passage that talks about this in great detail.
然后我再用以斯帖记来对应这个圣经的内容，来看看神是怎么来解释的。
And then we're going to compare this content with Esther so that we can see how God wants to explain
it. 而且解释在我们每个人里面。
And how this is explained in all of us.
那在后面一段。
And in the latter section,
我们一起来看看这个生命的过程。
We're going to together look at the process of this life.
就是保罗他这个祷告里面的内容。
And that is the content of Paul's prayer.
因为这个生命的事不是一蹴而就的。
Because this life is not just done once and for all.
好，那我们不在投影上，但是我们请现场的还有在网上的，我们拿出圣经来一起来读。
It's not in the PowerPoint, so shall we all, whether you're online or here, let's take up our Bibles and read.
是在罗马书第七章。
This is in Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章，我们从第22节读到25节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 22 to 25.
然后我们还来再读罗马书八章的第二节。
And then we're going to read Romans 8, 2.
好，罗马书七章22节。
Romans 7, 22.
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
好，那我再来读一次哈。
Again.
是用这个另外一个翻译。
With a different translation.
因为按着我里面的人，我是喜欢神的律。
This is a Darby translation. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
第二十三节，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
所以很快我们看到已经有两个律在打仗。
So very quickly we see there is a war between two laws.
一个是神的律。
One is the law of God.
一个是罪和死的律。
The other is the law of sin and death.
好，那第二十四节，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And then
all of 25, Romans 7:25. Sorry.
Yeah.在那个里面我们也看到除了这两个律还有在里面我们有一个里面的人但是也有一个肉体。
We see that within us there are two laws and there is also the flesh as well as the spirit.
所以里面的人呢是想顺服神的律但是这个肉体却顺服了罪的律。
The inner man, it desires to obey the spirit of God. However, at the same time, there's the self-life that wants to follow the flesh.
第八章的第二节因为赐生命圣灵的律 在基督耶稣里释放了我，叫我脱离罪和死的律了。
And now, chapter 8, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
那我们看到啊，其实里面的人他是受这个肉体的压制。
The inner man we see is being oppressed by the flesh.
是在一个权势下面，他根本不能脱离的。
And it is underneath this power, it cannot be set free.
非常的苦。
It is great suffering.
所以今天我们在挑战里面的挣扎，我们生命的软弱。
And so today the challenge is that we have this warfare in our life. We have the weakness of our flesh.
是不是就是这样的光景？
Isn't that our condition?
Yeah, 我相信是的。
I believe it is.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
又有一个律。
There is another law.
这个律让里面的人得着自由，他有了一个选择的余地了。
This law allows us to have freedom. It gives us this ability to choose.
所以每一个信主的人，我们里面都已经得了释放。
And so everyone who is a believer, we have already been set free.
但是我们呢，还是在挣扎，为什么呢？
But oftentimes we still struggle. Why is that?
那我们再来读罗马书的第八章第五到第七节。
So now let's take a look at Romans 8 verse 5 through 7.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
那我们又看到什么呢？肉体跟圣灵在这里相争。
So here we see this conflict between the flesh and the Holy Spirit.
那我们这个里面的人呢，就变成一个战场。
And so our inward man now becomes this battleground.
焦点呢，就是说这个里面的人他到底是顺从圣灵还是顺从肉体。
So the main point is whether this inner man is going to obey the spirit or the flesh.
那选择不同，结果也不同。
And the choice is different, and the results are different.
如果体贴肉体的
，If you're minding your flesh,
注重的是外面的事
，What you're paying attention are to the outward things.
是与神为仇的
，And this is enmity against God.
是神的敌人
，You are the enemy of God.
而属肉体的呢，它的结局就是死
，And the result of the flesh is death.
相反呢，体贴圣灵的呢
，And contrary to that, if you are minding the Spirit.
是里面的人啊，我们讲到是注重里面的事。
The inward man now is paying attention to the inward things.
所以前面那种人在圣经里面讲到是属肉体的，那后面这种人讲到他们是属灵的人。
So the Bible first tells us about this fleshly man, and then it talks about that spiritual man.
Yeah, carnal.
Carnal.
Carnal minded. 那属灵的呢，它的结果就是生命跟平安。
But spiritually, then you are talking about peace and life.
那我们再读一处的章节。
Let's read another passage.
是在第八章第十节。
And this is chapter 8, verse 10.
基督若在你们里，心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
But if Christ be in you, the body is dead on account of sin, but the spirit, life on account of righteousness.
那在中文里面讲到心灵内心其实都是里面的人。
And in Chinese, when it talks about the heart or the inward parts, it is all about the inner man.
Yeah, so mind or spirit, the small letter spirit. 这些都是讲到我们里面的人。
The mind and the spirit is all talking about the inward man.
所以在这里我们看到有这个征战呢。是在哪里打呢？在我们里面打，而且这个里面的范围是在我们的魂里面。
And so we see that this battle, the area of this battle is all within our soul.
体贴圣灵的人呢，结果就是基督活在他们里面。
For those who are spiritually minded, Christ lives in them.
这个时候他的身体啊，也是我，就是我们每个人的我，也是己，但是这里面的这个身体呢，却死了，因为他是罪。玷污的。
And so even this body that we have, yes, it is me, it is the self, but it has been tainted by sin.
所以不再是我，这个我指的是这个肉体。
And so it is no longer I speaking of this carnal flesh.
心灵呢，却因义而活。
And the mind, the soul, the heart, because of righteousness is living.
这个 这就是魂的得救的结果。
And this is the result of the salvation of the soul.
里面的人得胜刚强。
And the inward man has victory and is strong.
这也是在加勒太书前面讲到，这是十字架的工作。
And this is also what is spoken of in Galatians, the work of the cross.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
既有死，也有复活。
And yes, there is death, and there's also resurrection.
今天啊，我们在地上生活，什么样的生命最宝贵？
So today, as we live on earth, what kind of life is the most precious?
或者说最有能力？
Or the most able?
复活的生命。
It is the resurrected life.
很宝贵。
It is so precious.
所以现在我们来啊，仔细看看这个内容。
So now let's
借着以斯帖记。
A look more closely through the book of Esther.
所以刚才如果弟兄姐妹们，你觉得这个头脑中已经有太多的这个征战的搞不清的时候。
And so now if you feel that in your mind you have too much of warfare and battle and you're unclear.
我们来读以斯帖记。
Let's take a look at the book of Esther.
每一个都有它的代表。
Because every single character has its representation.
所以在几周前我为 Chip 弟兄翻译的时候。
So several weeks ago when I was translating for Brother Chip.
Chip 弟兄是从教会的角度提到我们在征战里面要被唤醒。
Our Brother Chip spoke from the perspective of the church that we need to be awakened in this battle.
但是感谢主 ,Chip 弟兄已经做了个铺垫就是说以斯帖记可以有不同的解读。
But we thank the Lord because our brother Chip has already given the disclaimer that you can read it from different perspectives.
所以今天我就试着用从个人里面生命的这个征战的角度来读以斯帖记。
So today I'm going to try using the perspective from the individual perspective of warfare to read the book of Esther.
呀，那我们记得我这个我再提醒一下吧，提醒我自己。
We all remember, but I'm going to give a reminder.
这一次在西岸追求特会的里面。
Because this time in the West Coast Christian Conference.
主要的题目就是讲到属灵的实际。
And the main point was talking about spiritual reality.
而这个属灵的实际就是我们今天在这里我们在查考的。
And the spiritual reality is the main thing that we're looking at here today.
所以感谢主，他预备了这个以斯帖记。
And so I thank the Lord; He has prepared the Book of Esther.
而且这也是保罗当时他劳苦要服侍的内容。
And this is also the content of Paul's labor and service.
因为换一句话说，这件事情，可以用一个句子来表达，就是基督成形。
Because there's a phrase that we can use to describe it. That means Christ needs to be formed.
所以在加勒太书四章十九节，保罗他这么讲。
Because in Galatians 4:19, Paul says it this way.
他说我小子啊我为你们再受生产之苦只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
所以感谢主我们今天可以在这个时间里面来看。
So we thank the Lord we can use this time to take a look now.
那我们先复述一下以斯帖记。
Let's review very quickly the book of Esther.
我们只讲其中的这个部分。
We're only going to talk about just this portion.
就是莫迪改他是犹大人。
Just that Mordecai, he is a Jew.
生活在这个亚述的帝国。
And he is living in
亚哈随鲁王的那个王国里面。
He is living in the land of Ahasuerus king.
那个时候他们是被掳了。
And they were all remnants at that, or they were all taken captive at that time.
然后呢，以斯帖。他是以斯帖的叔叔。
And he is also the uncle, the cousin of Esther.
当以斯帖失去没有父母之后，莫迪改就来抚养以斯帖长大。
After Esther had lost her parents, now Mordecai took Esther to raise her.
不光抚养她长大，而且呢，把她送到王宫，让她成为了王后。
And not only did he raise her, but afterwards she went into the palace, and then she became the queen.
这个叔叔一直在照顾这个以斯帖。
And so this uncle constantly was caring for Esther.
甚至这个叔叔好像他每天的工作就是在这个王宫的外院这个内院的外面，在墙外面走来走去，要看看以斯帖平安不平安。
And it seems like his job was to walk around the outside of the palace to see whether or not all was at peace for Esther.
在这个时候，又有一个人叫哈曼。出现。
And at this time, there's another character. His name is Haman.
这个哈曼他是亚甲族人。
And he is
是亚玛利人。
He is an Amalekite of descendant of Agag.
Yeah, yeah. 那个是以色列人的仇敌。
And they are the enemies of Israel.
但是在那个国中呢，这个哈曼 就被那个王呢就高举到一个很崇高的地位。
And at that time, Haman, he was elevated to a very high position.
所有的臣仆都要向他下拜。
And so the entire nation needed to bow down to him.
那整个国里面只有一个人见到哈曼不跪也不拜。
And in the entire nation, only one person, when he meeting Haman, would not kneel down and bow down.
就是莫迪改。
And that was Mordecai.
那等会儿我们会看看他为什么不跪也不拜。
And later we're going to see why he did not bow down.
但是这件事让哈曼看见之后，他心里面就开始愤恨。
And so when Haman saw this, he began to have hatred in his heart.
所以他就定义要杀死莫迪改，还不够，他说要杀死莫迪改全族的人。
And so he purposed to not only kill Haman, but not to only kill Mordecai, but all the people of Mordecai.
那因着这件事呢，这个王啊已经同意了哈曼，因为哈曼说做成这个事啊，我要捐一万塔连德的银子。
Because at this time the king had already agreed to this matter, because Haman had already said, "I will give this amount of shekels of silver to the king's treasury."
或者说，这个哈曼尽了他所有的努力。然后让王下了个命令，就是要灭绝犹太人。
Because Haman had given his everything so that the king would kill, they would be able to kill his enemies.
但是这个时候呢，以斯帖在皇宫里面却不知道发生什么事。
And yet at this time, Esther in the palace did not know about this matter.
所以她听见莫迪改这么的悲伤，披麻蒙灰。
And so when she heard about how Mordecai was in great sorrow, he was covered in ashes and sackcloth.
就想解决外面的问题。
And so she wanted to solve the outward problem.
把一些好衣服送给莫迪改。
She wanted to give him some good clothes.
但是莫迪改呢，就借着这个机会告诉他到底发生了什么事。
And so Mordecai, taking this opportunity, explained to her what had happened.
那以斯帖他虽然知道了这个灭族的这个计划，但是他没有马上行动。
And so after Esther knew about this plan of killing, exterminating her entire nation, but she did not do anything.
他说没办法，我一点办法都没有。
She says, I have no way, there's nothing I can do.
因为我真要做什么事，我就要死了。
Because if I do anything, I will die.
但是莫迪改后来再去跟他讲这个后果会是怎么样。
But then Mordecai went again to tell her of the true result.
告诉她她不可能在这个征战里面好像保持中立不被影响。
And he told her that in this warfare, don't think that nothing will happen to you.
那等会儿我们会看到，其实不光这个亚玛利人要灭绝犹太人，其实神耶和华早就定义要灭绝亚玛利人。
Because actually, we are to see it's not the Amalekites who will kill and wipe out all the Israelites, but God has already destined for all the Amalekites to be destroyed.
所以这个征战里面，这两个是不能调和的。
And so in this warfare, we find that we can't reconcile these two things.
你或者属于这个，你或者属于那个。
Either you belong on one side or the other.
那你在这个里面是这边的死亡，在这个里面是这边的得胜。
If on one side you will meet death, on the other side you will meet victory.
好，感谢主。那后来以斯帖他听从了莫迪改的劝告，他就说，要是死我就去死吧。
And so we thank the Lord because Esther then listened to Mordecai and then she was able to declare, "If I perish, I perish."
所以他把自己的那个利益好处放下之后
，After she put down her own reason,
他就得了这个王的。恩典跟赦免，而且得胜。
She received the grace, the forgiveness, as well as the victory from the king.
后来这个王下命把哈曼，挂在五丈高的那个架子上面。
And later we do see that the king gave the command for Haman to be hung on those gallows.
但这个五丈高的架子是哈曼自己预备要挂莫迪改的。
And this very high hallows actually was one that Haman had prepared to hang Mordecai.
那很多弟兄姐妹听到这个故事已经知道里面的意思。
Now, many brothers and sisters, when you hear the story, you already know the meaning.
但是我们再来看这里面的意义，愿意我们再从圣灵来得力。
But let's take a look at the meaning again so that we can be strengthened through the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个故事里面，我们先看到的就是一个征战。
And so when we look at the story at the beginning, we see it is a battle.
然后等会儿我们来看看哈曼代表什么。
And then later on, we're going to take a look at who Haman represents.
然后我们看看莫迪改代表什么。
And then what Mordecai represents.
然后我们再看以斯帖代表什么。
And then who Esther represents.
亚哈随鲁王代表什么？这是 我可能提也可能不提。
And whether or not we mention King Ahasuerus, who he represents, I may or may not mention it.
因为可能比较难解释。
Because it might be hard to explain.
那我也不比大家能够多多了解多少。
And I'm no better in understanding than brothers and sisters.
所以我们求神来来遮盖。
So we ask for his covering.
那我们现在就来看看，首先这个征战到底是什么征战呢
？So let's first take a look at this battle. What battle is this?
我们刚才提到了，这个莫迪改跟以斯帖是犹大人。
Now we already mentioned Mordecai and Esther. They are Jews. People of Judah.
他们的神是耶和华。
And their God is the Lord Jehovah.
而这个哈曼呢，是属这个亚甲族，是亚玛利人。
And we know that Haman, he is an Amalek from the Amalek. He is an person descendant of Agag.
所以在这个征战里面呢，与耶和华作对的到底是谁呢？其实就是撒旦他自己。
And the actual opposition, the enemy, is Satan himself.
这就是罪和死这个律后面的那个源头。
And this is the source of the law of sin and death.
那另外一个律是什么？是神的律。
And the other law is the law of God.
所以这两个律都有它的权势。
Behind these two laws, there is their power.
那我还是先解释这个亚哈随鲁王。
Let me first talk about Ahasuerus.
在我的体会里面，这是讲到一个律的权势。
In my understanding, it talks about the power behind this law.
所以当亚哈随鲁王在哈曼得势的时候，那亚哈随鲁王他的那个权力就可以让这个哈曼的心里要做成的执行在这个国家。
King Ahasuerus, he has the power so that the law of Haman, what is behind Haman, he is able to accomplish it within that nation.
但是如果当莫迪改来做王的时候，
However, when Mordecai is to reign,
或者说神来做主的时候，
Or in another words, if God is to be the Lord,
这个亚哈随鲁王就可以来在这个律里面来执行神的公义、审判跟荣耀。
Then Ahasuerus is able to carry out God's will and God's righteousness.
而且在亚哈随鲁王的管制下面就有不同的结果。
And so beneath Ahasuerus' reign, there are different results.
或者是死亡，或者是得胜。
It could be death, or it could be victory.
这是成就的结果。
These are the results of everything being accomplished.
好，那我们再回来看这个征战。
Now let's go back to look at this warfare.
其实在出埃及记17:16里面
In Exodus chapter 17 verse 16 it says
那个时候耶和华启示说世世代代与亚玛利人征战
He said the Lord has sworn the Lord will have war against Amalek
然后在那个申命记的25:19
And then in Deuteronomy 25 verse 19 it says
所以这也是耶和华所讲的
This is also what the Lord
says 告诉以色列人
to telling the Israelites.
你要将亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹了，不可忘记。
You shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. You must not forget.
这是耶和华的命令。
This is the command of the Lord.
哎，为什么神就是这么的好像严厉
？Why is God so serious here?
因为他有一个仇敌。
Because he has an enemy.
而且这个仇敌，他的也有他的势力，也有他的能力，也有他的狡猾。
And in the enemy, he also has his power, his reign, his dominion, and his schemes.
他可以在我们里面的人做许多破坏。
And he does a lot of work of destruction in our inward man.
如果我们顾惜顺从的话
，And if you do not obey,
就像扫罗，曾经有个王扫罗。他没有灭尽亚玛利人。
Just like King Saul in the past, he did not wipe out all the Amalekites.
他喜欢他们的牛羊还有其他的东西。
He liked the cows, the sheep, and other things.
这件事在耶和华眼中是非常非常得罪神的。
And this was a great offense in the eyes of God.
因为他后面的结果其实造成了扫罗的死亡。
And so the result of that caused the death of King Saul.
所以我们在这里看到这两个征战里面是刚才我已经提到。是不可调和的。
And so, just as we mentioned before, in this battle, it cannot be reconciled together.
那今天我们要讲到在我们的身上是怎么样的。
And then today, when we talk about within us, what is the result?
今天外面我们看到很多的挣扎，是不是？
Outwardly, we see many struggles.
健康上的疾病。
We see illness in our health.
这是神的律跟这个撒旦的律，撒旦要做毁坏。杀害的工作。
This is the law of God against the law of sin and death because the enemy, he wants to do the work of destruction.
在家庭里面呢
And in the families.
夫妻相争儿女跟父母相争
We see conflict between spouses and between parents and children.
这是因为撒旦要做破坏的工作。
Because Satan wants to do the work of breaking down.
我想我必须要提一下，昨天我看到，我抽空看了一下，有一个那个比赛完结之后有一些采访。
I need to mention last night, yesterday after this competition, I saw that there was a report.
然后采访的这个女运动员呢，她说，我的妻子怎么怎么样。
And so the person asking, conducting the interview, asked the athlete, and the athlete said, "My wife," and something about them.
怎么女妇女还有妻子呢？
So why is it that there are parents and a wife?
因为家庭的概念现在已经不成为概念了。
Because the concept of a family is no longer the original concept.
这是不是仇敌的诡计？
Isn't this a scheme of the enemy?
这是不是一个征战呢？
Isn't this a battle?
那我们再看，不光是在社会上，在教会里面。
Not only in society, but even in the church.
我们现在本来是疫情如果被控制的话，我们下周就可以孩子们完全的回到这里聚会。
If the pandemic everything is under control, then originally next week all the children would come back for Sunday school.
但现在呢
？But right now.
那个疫情又开始的高升。
Now the numbers are spiking again.
所以我们必须要延迟这个开放。
And so we need to delay our reopening.
那撒旦要借这个做什么呢
？Satan is using this to do what?
我们知不知道孩子们他们如果上网来主日学或者查经的话有多困难
？Do we know how difficult it is for the children to have their classes and Bible studies online？
如果在我们中间做父母的可以跟我们讲孩子们的情形
？If the parents among us can tell us the condition of our children？
因为是交通，我不怕提到我所看到的。
And so because of this fellowship, I'm not afraid to mention what I see。
如果有20个孩子上网的话。有可能17、18个孩子，他们的那个摄像头是关注的。
That among 20 children who come online, about 17 to 18 have their video camera off.
那我听到的故事是打开摄像头的那2、3个孩子们他们的想法。
And so what I hear are the comments of the 2 to 3 who turn on their video cameras.
他们就说，他们到底是来了还是没来
？They ask, are our classmates really here or not here?
那还有那些不来的呢？
And what about those who do not come?
那我最近也听说，可能有的父母，我们以为孩子在那个时间上网了，后来老师跟父母讲，其实你们的孩子没有参加主日学。
And then we hear from the teachers as parents that we think our children went online, but then the teachers report to us that the children did not show up to class.
这难道不是仇敌要毁坏生命的一个工作吗？
Isn't this the work of the enemy wanting to destroy the work of life?
所以孩子们回到教会来聚会，面对面的现场聚会，这是神的一个保守。
Now it is God's protection for the children to come back, to have face-to-face class time.
要保守生命。
To protect their life.
我要讲还可以讲很多。
Now of course I can share a lot more.
但不管怎么说，撒旦要破坏。
But no matter what, we know the enemy wants to come and destroy.
那我们面对这样的征战，我们的情形是怎么样
？Now when we face this this challenge, what is our condition?
是不是在外面解决？哦，那如果我们延期的话，我们可以安排这个，安排那个。
That if it were us, perhaps we would try to arrange for this and that if the reopening is delayed.
或者我们回到里面。
Or let's go back inward.
我们继续看这个故事里面所讲到的。
Let's take a look at what the story is telling
us. 我们每个人每个父母要为孩子负责，在神面前要到里面去寻求。
Every parent needs to be responsible for their own children by going inward to seek.
整个教会我们要一起来寻求。
As a church, we need to seek.
我们怎么往前
？How we are to move forward.
现在我们来看看哈曼。
Now let's take a look at Haman.
哦，对不起，那个征战我再多讲一点。
Sorry, I do want to mention a little more about this battle.
这个征战只在信主的人身上才有。
This battle occurs only on those who are believers.
如果我们生命还没有得拯救，根本就没有这样的征战。
If your life is not saved, then you will not have such a battle.
或者说，你对这些家庭问题、社会问题，你看到的只是外面的一些表象。
Or when you take a look at these family and societal problems, these are just some outward symptoms.
既没有这个解决的办法，也没有里面的力量。
If you do not have the solution, nor do you have the inward strength.
但很可惜，神的儿女有的时候也在这样的情形里面。
Sadly, we do see some children of God, they are in such a condition.
在圣经上记载，当时何城都慌乱。
And the Bible tells us that there is a chaos and scattering everywhere.
这个问题就在于有一个人叫做哈曼。
The problem is because there is this one called Haman.
刚才我提到 这个以斯帖记现在我们是把它放在我们每个人里面来看。
And now I mentioned, when we look at Esther, we're looking at the inward person of every person.
所以这个征战打在我们每个人的里面。
This battle is fought inside of every one of us.
这个哈曼就是我们每个人里面那个己，那个旧人，那个肉体。
Haman is our self-life, the old man. It is the flesh.
它是属魔鬼的，是与神征战的。
It belongs to the devil. It is the enemy of God.
那这个它的特点是什么呢
？And what is its main characteristic？
这个己啊，我们这个肉体啊，最喜欢的就是被高举。
This self, this flesh, it what it likes the most is to be exalted.
举得越高越好。
The higher, the better.
这个就造成一切的问题。
This causes all the problems.
当时撒旦全然美丽的时候
，When Satan, when he was all beautiful.
他就有五个我要，我要，我要，我要。他要往上升。
He said five times, "I want, I want." He wanted to continually be exalted.
他要与神至高者同等。
He wanted to be equal with God.
所以今天我们人被他所辖制之后，我们做的同样的一件事。
So today, after we have been in bondage to Him, we do the same thing.
这是今天我们最大的敌人。
This is our greatest enemy today.
更大的征战不在外面的人事物，是在我们的里面。
The greatest warfare is not outward in the circumstances, but it is within us.
所以是必须要被灭绝的。
It needs to be dealt with.
如果今天那我还是照着神给我的感觉来讲。是很真实的事。我们如果跟年轻一代交通的话
，And so I do want to share according to what I know, personally. If we talk about our young people,
看看他们的价值取向
，We take a look at the things that they value.
或者你问一问，你觉得今天社会国家的问题在哪里
？And you are to ask a question: Where is today's society's problem?
在哪里需要改变
？Where do we need change?
对不起，我这么说，都是外面的事。
Forgive me for saying, these are all outward things.
比如说这个社会的问题是因为物质的缺乏。
For example, when we talk about the society's problems is due to the lack of finances.
Yeah, material
things.
所以这个物质有人穷有人富或者是这个不公平也好怎么也好就造成了社会的动荡有剥削。然后有这些所有的事情。
Because of inequality in material things, we have the poor, we have the rich, and now we have a conflict. It causes all the problems in society.
所以应该怎么样呢
？So what should we do?
应该政府来调解。
The government needs to solve this problem.
好，那还有呢？甚至比如讲到这个全球的环境。
And then some talk about the global climate.
因为我们人破坏了我们所住的这个地球。
Because man has now destroyed the earth that we live in.
这些都是对的。
These are all right things.
但真正的根源是在外面吗？我们就在外面，干脆我们就减排，就说我们来使用不同的能源，这是个办法，没错。
And so perhaps, how are we going to deal and solve all these problems? Perhaps through voting or to select good leaders, and that might be a solution.
但这都是我们自己的想法。
But these are all our own ideas.
如果我们到里面去看到人真正的问题，社会的这个动荡也好，怎么也好，是因为人是一个 defected man.
But then if you are to go and look inward, you will find that all of these problems is because man is defective inwardly.
是因为我们人已经败坏了。
Because man has already been corrupted.
所以真正解决的办法是要解决这个哈曼呢。
So the true solution means that we need to take care of Haman.
所以哈曼必须要被灭绝的。
Haman needs to be executed.
那今天我们讲到我们自己的话，碰到这些事情，碰到挑战。
So when we talk about ourselves and we hit all of these challenges,
这个哈曼在我们里面。
Haman is within us.
经常我们要顾自己。
Oftentimes we do think of ourselves.
要为自己着想。
We think for ourselves.
所以撒旦他非常的狡猾。
Satan, he is very cunning.
甚至有时候用神的道理来跟你讲，装成光明的天使，说你这么做有帮助。
He would even disguise himself as an angel of light, using God's words to say, you need to do it this way.
所以在这样生命成长出来的，如果我们看到在主面前的奉献的话。
And so if you grow in such a life and you look at your sacrifice before the Lord,
我是讲我自己很多时候,
I talk about myself here oftentimes.
但我相信我们大家很多时候也都一样。
I do believe many of us are similar.
奉献只不过是我有额外的我在给神。
Our sacrifice and our consecration is if I have extra, I will give that to the Lord.
神不是首位的。
But God is no,
不是居首位。
Respecter, He is not the one who is sovereign.
嗯 ，Amen. 不是那个head of everything.
He is not the head over all things.
Amen. 那我们还要为自己着想吧。
Are we still thinking for ourselves?
那而且呢，神对我来讲，只是我有难处的时候才去找他。
God is only one whom I will go and look for if I have a problem.
平常我要平顺的时候呢
？When all things are smooth.
那我就好好过我的日子就好。
I'm just going to live my days the way I'd like.
跟我没关系外面的事。
Because there's nothing else to do. The outward things don't have anything to do with me.
神呐，你别don't call me, I will call you. 神呐，你别给我打电话，我有事我找你。
We say to God, don't call me, I'll call you.
就说神，你别来烦我。
God, don't bother me.
这样的生命，或者这样的聚会。会不会软弱呢?
This type of life, this type of gathering, wouldn't our life be weak?
所以我们的孩子在我们前面已经先失去的话，那是因为他们比我们要软弱。
Now, if our children have already been lost in front of us, it is because they are weaker than us.
外面没有帮助的。
There is no help outwardly.
学校、媒体，这都是弯曲悖谬的东西。
The school, the media, these are all perverse and wicked things.
而且让这些孩子们觉得，我不是说每一个孩子，就说有些刚才我提到的某些情形的孩子，他们里面是要向善的，是要做好事的。
Now these children, these young ones that I just mentioned, their hearts are good. They want to do good things.
但是因为这个哈曼的这个己的压制，看不到神的工作。
But because of the oppression of Haman, the self that is within them, they cannot see God.
所以在生命上面的表现就是整个犹大人全族都要被灭掉。
So in the expression of life, we see that the entire nation of Judah, all the people of God are to be killed.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们清醒的话
，So brothers and sisters, if we are awake,
今天在我们里面就是这样一个征战。
This is a battle that is within us.
我们看到外面的问题，还是说我们里面的缺乏
？Are we just looking at the outward problems or the lacking that we have within us?
是不是我们里面有一个敌人没有被对付？
Is there an enemy within us that hasn't been dealt with?
那我们再来讲莫迪改。
Now let's take a look at Mordecai.
莫迪改就是在我们里面的圣灵。
Mordecai is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
他是照着神的心意。
And he is according to the will of God.
而且他是不跪不拜。
And he will not kneel down or bow in worship.
如果圣灵要向仇敌要下拜，我觉得是不可能的事。
It is an impossible thing for the Holy Spirit to kneel down and worship the enemy.
如果我们都失败了的话，但是圣灵了解神的心意。
We may fail, however, the Holy Spirit, He knows the heart of God.
所以在当时，莫迪改是唯一一个清醒的。
Mordecai, he was the only one who was fully awake at that time.
他不是为自己，是为神的儿女在那里披麻蒙灰。
He was not covered in ashes and sackcloth for himself, but for the children of God.
这一段凡被圣灵带领的弟兄姐妹，心里面都有一个忧伤。
For all those who do are mindful of the Spirit, you have a sorrow within you.
我有一段时间我真的不能被安慰。
There was a period of time I really could not be comforted.
如果大家记得在去年年底我分享了一个麦子跟稗子的信息。
If you remember, at the end of last year, I talked about the tares.
我只能说到现在，我回头看，我相信是圣灵让我讲那个信息。
Now, when I look back, I do believe it was the Holy Spirit who allowed me to speak such a message.
因为我心里面非常的焦虑。
Because I had great worry in my heart.
因为很多我们自己看不到这个征战。
Because so many of us, we cannot see this warfare.
但是这个征战真要打的时候，却不是靠我们自己。
But when you fight in this battle, it is not according to ourselves.
所以感谢神让我今天再来分享。
So I thank the Lord for giving me the chance to share again today.
因为找到一条神给我指示的道路。
Because I have found a way that God has shown me.
也希望我们一同来走这条路。
And I hope together we can walk in this way.
所以莫迪改他扶养以斯帖。
So Mordecai, he raised Esther.
来成全他。
To establish her.
让他成为王后。
So that she could be the queen.
这个是何等高的一个地位。
This is a very high position.
而且他还提醒 以斯帖做该做的事情。
And he also reminded Esther she needs to do that which she needs to do.
最后可以使犹大人都得解救，而且得胜。
So at the very end, all the people of Judah would be saved and win.
今天在我们每个人里面。
So today inside of all of us.
主也差遣他的圣灵住在我们里面。
The Lord has also sent His Helper, the Holy Spirit, to live in us.
在约翰福音14章16到17节那里面讲得非常清楚。
It tells us very clearly in John 14, 16 to 17.
主耶稣离世之前，他说我要求父。
Before the Lord Jesus left this world, He says, I will ask of the Father.
他说父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
And He will give you another Helper.
在永远与你们同在。
That He may be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵。
That is the spirit of truth.
世人不能接受。
Whom the world cannot receive.
也不认识他。
Because it does not see him or know him.
但是他常与你们同在，也在你们里面。
But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的解答不在外面，在我们的里面。
So brothers and sisters, the answer is not outside, but it is inside.
听里面的声音。
You are to listen to the voice inside you.
这是我愿意学的。
This is what I want to learn.
我希望弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意一起来学。
Brothers and sisters, I hope we can learn together.
那我们再看以斯帖。
Let's take a look at Esther again.
以斯帖就是我们里面的人。
Esther is our inner man.
他是应该是个新人了。
Now, because he is a new man.
因为圣灵住在我们里面，那我们人的灵活过来，当神的圣灵与我们的灵在一起的时候，再加上我们得救的这个魂。那这就是新人了。
Now this new man is after you have been saved and your spirit comes alive, and now, with his life you are a new creation.
而且基督也借着圣灵住在我们里面的。
And also Christ through the Holy Spirit abides, lives in us.
但是这个里面的新人最初却是软弱的。
However, at the very outset, at the beginning, this new man is weak.
现在我们再看罗马书，大家是不是可以慢慢？基本上了解了。
Now, if you take a look at Romans, perhaps you may be able to understand.
可能不再是一个道理。
That it is no longer just a logic.
那我再用罗马书里面的把刚才所讲到的再我们再看一看。
Let's take a look again at the book of Romans, which we just read.
有神的律。
This is there's a law of God.
有罪和死的律。
There is a law of sin and death.
但是有肉体哈曼一样压制我们。
But however, there is this carnal Haman who is oppressing us.
而且要灭绝我们里面的生命。
And it wants to destroy the life within us.
但以斯帖是我们里面这个得救的人。
And Esther is the saved person in us.
她的软弱是因为她被欺骗。
Her weakness or this person's weakness is because she has been deceived.
我们刚才已经看到她开始根本不知道有征战。
And we just said at the beginning, she didn't even know there was this battle.
所以今天在我们里面，我们对周围发生的事，对神的心意，是不是有感觉呢？
And also speaking of us, do we have any feeling regarding the things happening around us and the will of God?
主就要再来了，但我们在过什么样的生活呢？
The Lord is about to return. What kind of life are we living now?
这就是为什么弟兄与我们分享说教会要被唤醒。
That is why our brother has shared with us the church needs to be awakened.
他不光当时不知道征战。
Not only did she not know there was this battle.
当他知道征战之后。
When she knew of it.
刚才也提到，他不解决问题。
She did not solve anything.
因为他看到都是外面的难处。
Because she just saw the outward problems.
在外面也找不到这个解答。
And outwardly, she couldn't find a solution either.
没有解决，但是同时呢，他只能保全自己。
She couldn't solve anything, but she just wanted to save herself.
所以他给莫迪改传话说：“我做不了。”
And so that is why she sent this message to Mordecai. I can't do anything.
真是苦啊！我当然想服神的律。我是犹大人。
Wretched man that I am. Yes, I am a citizen of Judah.
但是我没办法。
But I have no way.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主。
But brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
神真有智慧。
God is so full of wisdom.
神也真有能力。
And also full of power.
他有办法。
He has a way.
不再是我，乃是基督。
That it is no longer I, but Christ.
这就是以斯帖记这个转机的地方。
This is the pivotal point of change, in the book of Esther.
这也是我们这个人可以在这里生命得拯救的时候。
This is also the time where our lives can be saved.
我们就放下自己。
We place ourselves down.
死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
又怎么样呢？
Then what?
不要太想自己。
Don't think of yourself too much.
所以有的时候弟兄姐妹有难处的时候。
So when brothers and sisters have some difficulties.
我经常用一句话来说你们现在是什么光景。
I often use this one phrase to describe their condition.
因为以前有一个年长弟兄，他听到我的挣扎。他就给我这句话。
Because an older brother, long time ago, when I had some struggles, he said this to me.
他说，你是在自己里面。
He said, you are in yourself.
所以现在我碰到很多的难处。
So sometimes I encounter many difficulties.
我送这句话给那位弟兄或者姐妹。
I would give this phrase to that brother or sister.
你在自己里面。
You are within yourself.
我希望这句话能让他醒过来。
I hope that this phrase would awaken them.
从里面出来
to come out of it.
Yeah, 我们在家庭在个人我再说任何的事上都是这样的情形
personally within the families or in society all problems
这是我们需要基督成形在我们里面
this is how Christ is to be formed in us
感谢主那神到底怎么做呢
so we thank the Lord how is he going to do this
其实也在不久前钟弟兄给我们分享诗篇六十二篇。
Not so long ago, Brother Philip, Brother Zong, he shared with us Psalm 62.
里面讲到有个摇动。
It talks about how there is this shaking.
今天其实就是一个震动的时候。
Today is a time of shaking.
所以既是我们的挑战，也是我们的机会啊。
And so yes, these challenges are our opportunities.
就像艾利奥弟兄代诗的时候讲到，这是我们现在被炼净的机会。
Just as our brother Elliot has shared, this is a time of purification for us.
所以神圣灵使用十字架在我们身上来做炼净的工作。
The Holy Spirit is using the work of the cross to do this work of purification in us.
然后我们就可以找到这个磐石。
Then we can find the rock.
诗篇六十二篇讲到的磐石，今天我们如果放在今天的题目下面来看的话。
And so the rock spoken of in Psalm 62, if you are to put it into today's context,
就是我们里面的基督。
That is the Christ within us.
这是那个宝贝在瓦器里。
This is that precious, that which is precious within the vessel, earthen vessel.
我们人生命的宝贵就是里面这个里面的人呢。
The preciousness of our human life is that inward life.
宝贵的不是外面的瓦器。
It's not that outer vessel that is precious.
所以呢？圣灵十字架的工作就是要让我们里面的生命一天新似一天。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is that He is renewing us day by day.
借着什么呢
？Through what？
借着耶稣的死跟他的生。
Through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
当以斯帖她不按自己的意思。
When Esther did not consider her own herself.
那拯救就来到了。
Then salvation came.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为她顺服了神的律。
Because she obeyed the law of God.
这个时候神的拯救能力就可以临到整个犹大民族。
And so now the salvation and the power of God came towards the entire nation.
就像基督当时所行的。
Just as what Christ had done.
耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告就是这样。
This was a prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
不要照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
照你的意思。
But according to yours.
神照你父的意思。
According to the will of the Father.
当这件事情成就之后。
After this was accomplished.
我们今天都成了得救的人。
We are all those who are saved.
圣灵今天还来抚养我们。
The Holy Spirit is still doing this work in caring for us.
成全我们。
Establishing us.
带我们征战。
Helping us, leading us into battle.
把我们磨成基督那个样子。
So that we may transform into the image of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要宝贵里面的。
So brothers and sisters, we need to treasure that which is within.
打里面的仗。
We fight that inward battle.
不要再软弱。
Not to be in weakness.
这个瓦器跟宝贝我最近所了解到的。
And so recently I've come to understand this treasure in an earthen vessel.
这瓦器是用土所做。
This earthen vessel is made out of dust.
我也不知道谁会把一个宝贝放在瓦器里面呢。
I don't know who would put a treasure in an earthen clay dusty vessel.
那最近我所了解的是原来这个瓦器啊它里面是做那个炼净工作的瓦器。
And so recently I've come to understand that this earthen vessel, this vessel is one that has been purified.
或者里面有金矿或者是银矿。
It's not that it just has some pieces of silver or gold in it.
不是为了存那个已经做好的这个宝贝。
It's not to contain a treasure that has already been done, completed.
而是把那个有掺杂的那个，但是里面有金银。
But it is to contain something that still has a mixture, but in that mixture there is still gold and silver.
就像炼金炼银的炉跟鼎一样。
Just like being refined
in the furnace or
in the furnace or in the
refining
stone, refining.
这个是瓦器。
This is that earthen vessel.
所以借着这个熬炼，借着这个高温，借着神带给我们的难处。
So through this suffering, through this high temperature, and through these difficulties,
这里面杂质就浮起来。
Then all of the mixtures, all of these things would come and float up.
这个肉体可以被除掉。
And that flesh can be taken away.
魂可以得救。
The soul can be saved.
这个时候，这个人就是纯净的。
And now this person is purified.
那在我们里面的生命可以是这样的。
The life within us can be like that.
比如经历这些难处，如果我们还有信心的话。
Because if you go through these difficulties and you still retain your faith.
这个信心比那个用火烧了能坏的金子还要宝贵。
That faith is even more precious than that gold that has been refined through hot temperatures.
所以我们不要去顾念外面的事情。
So no need to be mindful of the outward.
当金子被炼好之后。
After that silver has been fully refined.
怎么拿出来？
It can be taken out.
怎么被人看？
How can it be seen by others?
怎么显出?
How can it be expressed?
把这个瓦器打碎。
You break that earthen vessel.
一定要打碎。
It needs to be broken.
所以这也就是那个真纳达香膏的玉瓶一样的道理。
This is the same principle of that jar, that nard of jar that has also been broken.
我已经超时了。
I've already passed my time.
对不起，我可能第二部分只能留到下一次。
I apologize.
或者神允许再跟大家交通。
The second portion perhaps I'll just share next time.
里面讲到有信。
When we talk about faith,
有爱。
We will talk about love.
也基督在我们里面成为荣耀的盼望。
And Christ in us becomes the hope of glory.
所以我们不丧胆。
And so we will not be discouraged.
神要成就一切。
Because God will accomplish all.
让基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Because Christ is all and in all.
他要做成。
He will accomplish it.
而且还要超过。
And far more abundantly.
我们今天想象不到。
More than what we can imagine.
但是愿意我们来了解，在我们里面的那个里面的人是何等的宝贵。
May we come to understand how precious is that inward man we all have.
让我们来学习，不再是我，乃是基督。
That we would learn it is no longer I but Christ.
让我们接受圣灵的带领，走十字架的路。
Would receive the leading of the Holy Spirit to walk the way of the cross.
在天天我们来操练。
That we would learn and practice every day.
好，让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
父啊，我们在你面前屈膝。
Lord, we just kneel and bow before you.
主啊，今天在我们里面的圣灵，我们求你，来做你的工作。
We do pray for the Holy Spirit within us to please do your work.
我为我自己，也为弟兄姐妹们来祈求。
I do ask this for myself and for my brothers and sisters.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
We are willing to place ourselves into your hands.
窑匠你如何做，我们就如何行。
Potter, whatever you do, that is what we will obey and follow.
主啊，愿意你的荣耀，主啊，在教会被得到。
That your glory may be obtained by the church.
在我们每个人身上被得到。
So that it may be gained by all of us.
愿意基督成形在我们每个人的心里。
May Christ be formed in all of our hearts.
总有一天我们的身体都要被改变。
So that one day even our bodies will be changed.
与你荣耀的身体相似。
And that we will be united with you in your glorified body.
在那一天之前。
And that before that day,
我们求你,
we do pray
把我们带在你的身边,
that you would keep us by your side,
让我们不再做沉睡的人,
so that we would no longer be asleep in our flesh,
让我们不再在自己里面,
and not staying in ourself,
不凭我们的情感, 不凭我们的道理来跟随你,
that we would not follow you according to our own understanding or our emotions.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.